And we reach point number 5, that's occurred on page 91 of the 2-volume Saudi edition, page 57 of the first Egyptian print, and it comes as point number 6 in the English translation. The author, rahimahullah, said, وَعْلَمْ أَنَّ النَّاسَ لَمْ يَبْتَدِئُوا بِدْعَةً قَطُّ حَتَّى تَرَكُوا مِنَ السُنَّةِ مِثْلَهَا فاحذر المحرمات من الأمور فإن كل محدثة بدعة وكل بدعة ضلالة والضلالة وأهلها في النار. And know that the people never introduce an innovation until they abandon its light from the Sunnah. So beware of forbidden matters, for every new introduction is an innovation, bid'ah, and every innovation is misguidance, and misguidance and its people will be in the fire. Sheikh al-Fawzan, hafizullah, said in explanation, the explanation, this is a tremendous point of wisdom, and it is something reported as a saying from the Salaf, أن الناس ما أحدثوا بدعة إلا فقدوا مثلها من السنة. Reported it also as a saying from the Salaf, that they said, some of them said, the people do not introduce an innovation except that they lose its like from the Sunnah. And whenever they introduce an innovation, they lose the like of it from the Sunnah. In a footnote here, they mention it has already preceded that this here has already preceded that it is the saying, or it was the saying of Hassan ibn Atiyyah rahimahullah. And just briefly, Hassan ibn Atiyyah, he was well known and famous, one of the richest ones from the Tabi'een, who died in the year 130. His kunya was Abu Bakr, and he lived in the city of Damascus, Dimashq. And it is said, or his student, Imam al-Awza'i, said that he was from the people of Beirut, in the same town as Imam al-Awza'i. But he lived in the city of Damascus. As for this report that is reported from him, that he said, no people introduce an innovation in their religion, except that Allah removes from their sunnah its like. Then he does not return it to them until the day of resurrection. No people introduce an innovation in their religion except that Allah takes away from their sunnah its like. Then he does not return it to them to a day of resurrection. This report is mentioned from him as the saying of Hassan ibn Atiyyah, reported by Ad-Darimi and Al-Malikai, and declared authentic by Sheikh al-Albani in his Shekin al-Mishkat. And Sheikh al-Albani said in al-Mishkat number 188, and Sheikh al-Albani said, and it is also related as being a saying of Abu Hurairah, reported by Abu Abbas al-Asam in his hadith. Wallahu a'lam. Now, for those who've got the Saudi edition, they bring a continuation of the footnote with a quote from Sheikh al-Islam ibn Taymiyyah on this same point, with regard to the people of innovation, that you never find them on innovation, except you'll find that they've lost the sunnah. They lose affairs and miss out, drop affairs of the sunnah. And it carries on a very important point. Those who've got the Saudi edition, you can read it there, inshallah. As for Sheikh al-Fawzan, then he said, continuing, having mentioned this report, that it is reported as a saying from the Salaf, that the people do not introduce an innovation except that they lose its light from the sunnah. He said, because the sunnah and innovation cannot be combined, except that one of them will expel the other. If the sunnah and innovation come together in something, one of them will expel the other. Either innovation will expel the sunnah from the affair, or the sunnah will expel innovation. They can't exist together like that. He said, so a person cannot be an innovator and a person of sunnah. He can't be a mubtadi' and a sunni. This person here He's both a Sunni, both a Sunnah, and an innovator at one and the same time. He can't be. Rather, either he will be an innovator, or he will be a person of Sunnah. They cannot both be combined in him. So one of them will necessarily expel the other. And this is from the harmful effects of innovations. It will expel the person that is upon the Sunnah, then he goes into innovation. It will expel the Sunnah that he had with him. This is one of the harmful effects of innovation. And this point of wisdom, narrated, is confirmed by experience. You know, people never take on an innovation except they drop the light from somewhere. This point of wisdom, narrated, is confirmed by experience. And the witness for this, and its proof, is that you will find the people of bid'ah, the people of innovations, having hatred for the authentic ahadith, and having hatred for the sunnah, for the matters of the sunnah. And the worst enemy to them, and the most hateful thing that they can hear, is that it is said, such and such hadith prohibits such and such, or it forbids such and such. They hate to hear the like of that. There's a hadith that prohibits so and so, that forbids so and so. They do not want to hear the ahadith and the sunan which contradict what they are upon. The hadith is confirmed, it's hadith, they don't want to hear it. If it goes against what they're upon, they do not want to hear it. Sheikh said, so this is a sign that they, innovation, or it's a sign that the sunnah and innovations cannot come together. As for the person who is upon the sunnah, then if he hears a hadith from Allah's Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam, then he becomes happy with that, and he adds something good to the good which he already possesses, and he adds knowledge to his knowledge. The person of sunnah, he is happy with the ahadith of the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Whenever a new hadith comes to him he hasn't heard before, he's happy, he's overjoyed. Authentic hadith comes, he's happy with it. That's a sign of the person of the sunnah. Whereas the person of innovation, he has aversion for the ahadith of the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam. This is something very clear in the innovators, that they wage war against the matters from the sunnah, because these things put an end to the innovations which they are upon. And the Sheikh said, and this is a deterrent against innovations. And that they also cause matters of the Sunnah to pass away, innovations. They have this first effect that he mentioned, they cause aversion, persons upon innovation, he has hatred for authentic ahadith from the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Have a version for that. That's one of the evil effects of innovation. Then he said, and also that they cause matters of the sunnah to pass away, and they cause love of matters of the sunnah to pass away from the heart. Then the Shaykh continued, he said, he's saying, فَحْذَرَ الْمُحْرَمَاتِ مِنَ الْأُمُورِ. And Imam al-Barbahari, rahimahullah, so beware of forbidden matters. Sheikh Fazan said, because forbidden matters have no good in them. There's no good in them. Whether these forbidden matters relate to shirk or kufr, or are matters of sin, ma'asi. The principle is the same, there will not be something good, there's no good there. Because Allah will not forbid something, and there is good in it. Then he clarifies that further. He'll only forbid something which is pure evil, it's purely evil, or something which the evil of it outweighs the good, or an evil which is equal. And this is the case that Allah the Most High will only forbid a matter if it's just, there's no good in it whatsoever, it's just purely something evil, then it will be forbidden. Or if it's something that's got good and a small amount of evil, but it's something evil and there's a small amount of good, but the evil is far more, then that will be forbidden. Or if the good and evil are equal, still that will be forbidden. Sheikh said, so if good and evil come together in something, then if the evil is more or equal, then you should avoid it. And if the good is more, then there is no harm in taking it on. No harm in taking hold of it. And the slight evil found in it, along with the greater good, is excused. It's a matter that there's great good in it, but there's some harm, something harmful in the matter. Then we take that matter on board, and the small evil that comes along with it, that is pardoned, overlooked. He said, he's saying, فَإِنَّ كُلَّ مُحْدَثَةٍ بِدْعَةٍ وَكُلَّ بِدْعَةٍ ضَلَالَةٍ. For every new introduction is a bid'ah, is an innovation, and every innovation is misguidance. Shaykh Barzan said, this is the textual wording of the hadith of Al-Irbad ibn Sariyah, textual wording of the hadith of Al-Irbad ibn Sariyah radiallahu anhu, who said, Shaykh Barzan mentions the famous hadith of Al-Irbad ibn Sariyah, that he said, Allah's Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gave us an admonition from which the hearts trembled and the eyes shed tears. So therefore we said, O Messenger of Allah, it is as if it is the admonition given by one who is departing. It is as if it is an admonition which is a farewell admonition. So therefore give us counsel, advise us. So he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Usikum bi taqwallah wa sam'i wa ta'a wa in ta'ammara alaykum abd wa fi riwayatin abdun habashiyun ka'anna ra'sahu zabiba fa'innahu man ya'ish minkum fasayra ikhtilafan kathiran fa'alaykum bi sunnati wa sunnati al-khulafai ar-rashidin al-mahdiyin min ba'di تمسكوا بها وعضوا عليها بالنواجذ وإياكم ومحدثات الأمور فإن كل محدثة بدعة وكل بدعة ضلالة وفي رواية وكل ضلالة في النار. That Allah's Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, I counsel you with being dutiful to Allah, having taqwa of Allah, being dutiful to Allah and fearful of Allah, and with hearing and obeying, even if a slave is appointed over you. And in one narration, a slave, an Abyssinian slave, whose head is as if it is a raisin. For whoever lives long amongst you, then he will see very great difference. So adhere to my sunnah and the sunnah of the rightly guided orthodox khulafa after me. Cling on to it and bite onto it with your premolar teeth, and beware of newly introduced affairs. Shaykh Fawzan said, this is a warning. Iyaka, beware of. It's a word of warning. Beware of newly introduced affairs. For every newly introduced affair is an innovation, bid'ah, and every innovation is misguidance. In a footnote they mention this hadith, this famous hadith of Al-Irbad ibn Sariyah, has preceded. As I mentioned before, we had before in the book, that it's reported by Imam Ahmad and Abu Dawood and At-Tirmidhi and Ibn Majah, and this hadith declared sahih, authentic by Shaykh al-Albani. Then Shaykh al-Albani, Shaykh al-Fawzan, he mentions, and in one narration, there occurs the wording, وَكُلَّ ضَلَالَةٍ فِي النَّارِ. And every misguidance will be in the hellfire. As occurred before in the book, this particular wording here at the end of this, every misguidance will be in the fire, this occurs in a hadith of Jabir ibn Abdullah radiallahu anhuma, reported by An-Nasa'i, as hadith 1578 in the book of the two Eid prayers, chapter 22, how the khutbah is given, also reported by Ibn Khuzaymah. It's an important addition in the hadith here. So reported by An-Nasa'i and Ibn Khuzaymah, where he mentions that Allah's Messenger sallallahu alayhi wasallam used to give a khutbah, give an address, and he would praise Allah and repeat words of praise upon him as he deserved, and then he would say, whomever Allah guides, then none can misguide him, and whomever he misguides, then none can guide him, and the truest speech is the book of Allah, and the best way is the way of Muhammad, and the worst of affairs are the newly introduced affairs, and every newly introduced affair is an innovation, and every innovation is misguidance, and every misguidance, or all misguidance, is in the fire. Again, Shaykh al-Albani declared that narration sahih, also authentic also. Then Shaykh al-Albani continued in explanation. Every newly introduced affair is a bid'ah, an innovation. And he makes a very important point. It's the point where the people of the Sunnah, the Salafis, are very often attacked. That you're saying that car is a bid'ah to ride in cars and the like, and a bid'ah to build buildings and the like. So Shaykh al-Fawzan makes a very important point here. He said every muhtafa, every newly introduced affair is an innovation. And what is meant by a newly introduced affair is in the religion, in the deen, something introduced and brought into the religion, the deen. As for newly introduced affairs, with regard to customs, adat, everyday habits, customs, and with regard to worldly benefits, and with regard to types of food and drinks and clothing, then these are innovations in the language sense. I mean, they're new things, but new in the language sense, not in the religious sense. They are not innovations in the legislated sense. But rather, newly introduced affairs in the religion, they are the forbidden innovations. When we're speaking about newly introduced affairs, which are forbidden, which are innovations, we're talking about introductions into the religion, not matters of worldly life, driving cars and the like of that. It's rather new introduction in the religion. They are the forbidden innovations. Then he said, and this contains a refutation of those who divide innovations into categories, dividing them into good innovations and bad innovations and permissible innovations. They take innovation, they divide it, and say some innovations are good, some are bad, some are permissible. And they say that they fall into, or they fall under, the five rulings. This is the saying of some of the people of the past. What Shaykh al-Fawzan is indicating here, what they meant. The five rulings of Islam, the five rulings of all affairs, meaning those things which are obligatory, first one, those things which are recommended, the second one, those things which are permissible, those things which are disliked, and those things which are forbidden. Some of the people of the past, the scholars have refuted, they said innovations, you can't just say they're all bad. They say no, they fall under some innovations are obligatory, some innovations are recommended, some innovations are permissible, some are disliked, and some are forbidden. They fall into all those five categories. So Shaykh al-Fawzan is refuting that here. He said they say that they fall into all of the five rulings, then this is a ghalat, this is a mistake, because bid'ah, innovations in the religion, all of them are misguidance. By the textual statement of the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that he said, فَإِنَّ كُلَّ مُحْدَثَةٍ بِدْعَةٍ وَكُلَّ بِدْعَةٍ ضَلَالَةٍ. Because Allah's Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, for every new introduction is an innovation, and every innovation is misguidance. Allah's answer. And I think that what they have done, I mean, those people who say that, what happened, how, after the clarity of the hadith here, how can someone come along and say, but then there's five types of innovation, some obligatory, some recommended, and so forth, so forth, there's good innovations and bad ones. Sheikh says, how can they say that? He said, I think that what they have done is to enter those things which are an innovation with regard to the language. And as we said before, the like of cars and things, new introductions, new foods, new clothing. What I think they've done, they've introduced things which are called innovation in the language. And they call these things good innovations. And innovations, in the linguistic sense, are permissible. For example, new things that are new, they're not innovations in religion, but they're called in because they're new things that come about. But they're not from religion, they're not introduced into the religion. Sheikh said these things are permissible, such as building schools and building accommodation buildings for students of knowledge, and such as putting vowel points on the mushafs, on the written copies of the Quran, and the like of that. They call these good innovations, but these are not innovations. These are matters that follow on from the sunnahs and are a revival of the sunnahs. So building schools and building accommodation buildings for students of knowledge and printing the mushafs and putting vowel points on them, all of these are an aid upon knowledge, so they are something good and they are sunnahs. So these people are either taking good practices and calling them innovations, or they are calling matters of custom innovations when they do not enter into the religion, because they are from the affairs of this world, so they do not enter into the religion. They're just worldly affairs. So she has clarified that point there. Matters of which are new things in the worldly life, they're not taken as part of the deen. And do not seek to worship Allah based upon them, then we don't say that these are innovations. These are new things with regard to worldly life. They're not matters of the deen, they're not innovations in a religious sense. So therefore no scope to say these are good innovations. Then Shaykh of Azan said, he's saying, وَالضَّلَالَةُ وَأَهْلُهَا فِي النَّارِ, and misguidance and its people will be in the fire. Shaykh of Azan said, as occurs in the hadith, وَكُلَّ ضَلَالَةٍ فِي النَّارِ, and all misguidance will be in the fire. The hadith we had before, the hadith of Jabir radiallahu anhu. And the Shaykh said, and as occurs in the hadith of Al-Firaq, the different sects, وَسَتَفْتَرِقُ هَذِهِ الْأُمَّةُ عَلَى 73 فِرْقَةً كُلُّهَا فِي النَّارِ إِلَّا وَاحِدَةً. And as occurs in the hadith of the sects, that Allah's Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, and this nation will split into 73 sects, all of them in the fire except for one. In a footnote they mention the checking of this is proceeding, and it's from the famous hadith reported by Tirmidhi and Al-Hakim and declared Hassan, good by Shaykh al-Albani. Then Shaykh Fawzan said, so this is a proof that the people of innovation will be in the fire, and they vary in level. From them are those who will be in the fire because of their disbelief. In other words, they've done an innovation which is of the level of disbelief, kufr. So some of them will be in the fire because of his disbelief, and some of them will be in the fire because of his sin. You know, they've committed innovation or the like, which is a sin. It doesn't reach the level of being disbelief, and they will be in the fire because of sin. And from them will be those who remain in the fire forever, and from them will be those who do not remain forever in it. But rather the ruling of such a person will be the same as the ruling of the people of the major sins, Ashab al-Kabair. Some people have committed innovations, serious innovations, but they are not innovations which reach the level of being disbelief, but they are innovations still. Then, those who are in the fire, because of that, they carry the same ruling as the people of major sins. That doesn't mean that they'll be in the fire for some time, and eventually they will leave. As for, that's where Sheikh Fawzan ends the explanation of this point. So we'll leave the next point till next time, inshallah. But as for something brief then Sheikh Ahmad al-Najmi, rahimahullah, he mentions on this same point, the same point of the author, and know that the people do not introduce innovation until they leave its light from the sunnah. And he mentions the seriousness of this matter of introducing innovation, that when a person does that, he does two forbidden things. A person introduces innovations into his religion, then he has introduced an innovation which is forbidden, and he will have abandoned a matter of the sunnah, which is also something forbidden. Then he gives some evidences for that. He brings some ayahs from Surah Al-Anfal, 24th and 25th ayah, Surah An-Nur, 24th surah, ayahs 48 to 50, and Surah An-Nisa, ayah 115. And he explains those ayahs. So I'm just abridging here. And then he says at the end of his discussion, and just as occurred, well, as I said before that, so there is a threat upon the person who abandons matters of the sunnah and introduces innovations. There is a tremendous threat awaiting it. And he mentions some more of these ayahs. And he said, and likewise, as occurred in his saying, He the Most High, وَمَنْ يُشَاقِقِ الرَّسُولَ مِنْ بَعْدِ مَا تَبَيَّنَ لَهُ الْهُدَىٰ وَيَتَّبِعْ غَيْرَ سَبِيلِ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ نُوَلِّهِ مَا تَوَلَّى وَنُصْلِهِ جَهَنَّمْ وَسَاءَتْ مَصِيرًا. Surah An-Nisa, 4th Surah, ayah 115. The declaration, and whoever contends with the Messenger after the guidance has been made clear to him and follows other than the way of the believers, then we will land him in the path he has chosen, and we will burn him in the fire. We will enter him into the fire of hell, and what an evil destination. Sheikh Ahmad al-Najmi said, and just as occurred in the saying of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, كُلُّ أُمَّتِي يَدْخُلُونَ الْجَنَّةِ إِلَّا مَنْ أَبَى, that all of my nation will enter paradise except for those who refuse. So they said, O Messenger of Allah, and who would refuse? So he said, مَنْ أَطَاعَنِي دَخَلَ الْجَنَّةِ وَمَنْ أَصَانِي فَقَدْ أَبَى. And he said, whoever obeys me, he will enter paradise, and whoever disobeys me, then he has refused. A hadith reported by Al-Bukhari, that's hadith 7280. Then Sheikh Ahmad finishes this point by saying, and the mubtadi', the person of innovation, is one who is disobedient to Allah and His Messenger. He is following his desires, venerating his own self, claiming by his condition, even if he doesn't say it upon his tongue, but by his very condition, claiming that his opinion and his desires are better than that which the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam came with. So therefore beware from being from those people, such that you will have the threat of the fire upon you, and Allah's refuge is sought. And Allah is the one who grants success. And just finally, something very briefly from the explanation of Sheikh Saleh al-Suhaimi, Hafizahullah, he said, mentioning again the extreme seriousness of innovation in the matter of the religion, and he stressed this point here, this is a very important point that Imam al-Bahari brings here, a very important point that needs stressing. And in his explanation, he mentioned the famous saying of Imam Sufyan al-Thawri, rahimahullah, that he said with regard to innovation and its seriousness, Al-bid'atu ahabbu ila iblis min al-ma'siyah. Sufyan al-Thawri said, innovation is more beloved to iblis, to the devil. Innovation is more beloved to iblis than sin, because a person may repent from sin, but a person does not repent from innovation. Reported by Al-Lalika'i in Sharh Fusul al-I'tiqad Ahl al-Sunnah. Innovation is more beloved to to Iblis than sin. Obviously Iblis loves from the Muslims they commit sins, but even more beloved to him is innovation, because a person might repent from sin. He knows that he's done wrong, so he might repent from it. But a person upon innovation, he thinks it's something good, he thinks that is the deen, so he stays upon it. And Shaykh Sahim makes the point in that regard, that it's very rare that a person, when he enters into innovation, it's very rare that he repents from it. And you see a person coming back from innovation, they usually remain upon it. It's rare that Allah grants them repentance from it, rather than they very often remain upon it. That's why it's more beloved to Iblis. So it shows the seriousness of innovation. Alhamdulillah, wa sallallahu ala Muhammad. Subhanakallahu wa bihamdika, ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk. Thank you.